you raise them up and turn them over to the devil. They become serial killers. They become drug dealers. They become women chasers. They become homosexuals. They become lesbian. They become all these things because you didn't train them. You didn't know how to handle the gift, precious gift God put in your hand to raise up to preach the gospel, to be a missionary to go around the world, to become some person that will become wise to how to create things and do things that will bless humanity. Instead of you doing that, you raise that child up and his child become a murderer. Not only become a murderer, he come back and beat you. You say I'm lying, go check the record out. Go check history out and find out how many children have come back and beat their parents up. Okay. Got on drugs, robbed their parents, took their money. Just the other day, they didn't start changing up now. Son shot his daddy, now dad didn't shot a son. Why is this happening? You think God's in control of that? Well, why are we going around lying on God? God's in control. I know you heard it. I know you heard it. And so these children are robbed and they are wasted. And then some of us, because we wasn't finished, We so burning in our passion to do our misdeed, we go up there and let the doctor murder him. And we think we're free. And don't know we're walking around. He'll go and murder. You just killed a person. But because there's big money in it, they legalize it. Just because they legalize it, you think God going to excuse it? So what going to change that? What would change that? All these things that are going on. What's going to change it? What's going to bring healing to that? What's going to bring deliverance to that? Keep doing what we're doing. If we're a church here, I can talk about this church because this is the one I pastor. If we're a church here, And we just keep on, and we see these things, and we just keep on indulging and celebrating the girl like they've done something grand. And not teach them. Well, I don't know why it is, but that is no indictment against the word, to say the word don't work, but everybody got their own will. Hello, everyone have their own will, make their own choice. But people normally would do, if a person get born again, I know for myself, when I got born again, in my heart I want to do right. I had a lot of help to do wrong. I had a lot of help to do wrong. And I'm telling you these things because I know what happened to me. Young man going to work and getting around the old men full of crap and, well, I don't know if it's a good word. Full of something. But full of sin and all that sin produced. And here this old guy still telling me about all the women's, and I won't near about describe what he said about it. And I'm just a young man, about 20, 21, and unfortunately, I was raised in church. That's fortunate, but unfortunately, I raised in church, but nobody, I never heard a sermon. I never heard anything like that. If I did, I didn't hear. I never heard anybody talk about that kind of lifestyle. And because when I got a young man, when I became a young man in my 15, you know, you start, Let me see, can I say that another way? My daddy got a word. Start smelling yourself. I don't have to go any further to do it. And and all my thought was, can I get it? When you don't know, this is, you think I'm, I might well to talk plain, because, come on now. But until you get that word in you, till you get born again, get that word in you, Satan will lead you like a dog on a chain. And I wasn't told, and somehow I knew it was wrong. But I let my passion override the truth that was in my heart. Come on. I'm the only one ever been there. Y'all ain't never had no problem. You ain't never been bothered. So y'all pray for me, okay? But when I finally found out and knew better, I changed. And too many young boys and girls is just loose. That's why we got all this going on. Serial killers, school shooters, drug dealers, gang bangers. You go on down the list. I promise you that child will not brought up in the admonition and the teaching of the Lord. I promise you. And parents is responsible. And that's why you have no business trying to bring a child in this world that you're not equipped to take care of. Because once you come in the world, it's your responsibility, it's your obligation to God and yourself to make sure this child get the best teaching and training in truth and righteousness. Amen. So, this is why it has been such a huge breakdown, and people marrying for convenience. And some of them, they don't even think about it, because they think they got an advantage. I'm going to get somebody got some money. You better get somebody got some saved from Jesus. Wait, I stop at verse 3. Even though I am with you, let me do verse 2. You are so proud of yourselves, but you should be mourning in sorrow and shame. And you should remove this man from your fellowship. Did God say, I'm going to come remove that man from your fellowship? What did he say? You should do what? Remove that man from your fellowship. Even though I am not with you in person, I am with you where? And as though I were there, I have already passed what? This situation, Paul says, I've already judged it. See, you don't judge people, but you can judge situations. And this thing needs to be judged, because this is not right. Huh? Judgment on this man. In the name of who? The Lord Jesus. You must call what? A meeting of the church. I will be present with you in spirit. And so will the power of our Lord Jesus.